Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, Los Angeles. It's Monique Leray from LA Talk Radio, and this is The Startup. We are back where we have some video. We're using Zoom today, coming to you from Laguna Beach. And how's everybody hanging in there? I thought I'd show my face and just say hello and kind of, you know, check in with all my entrepreneur friends and people who are, you know, at home doing the right thing. Today we have two really great guests. I'm excited. I know them personally. I think that these ladies are adding so much value to the entrepreneurial space. Specifically, you know, right now, two areas we're covering today, love and money. Okay. I think that love and money is really important right now. Two things we need to focus on and just kind of be honest with ourselves about where we are with it. And in a pandemic, you can kind of get clear about what is important. So today I have one of the world's greatest, most amazing love experts. I'm so lucky to have her. I can't believe we've got her. Nicole Moore is joining us from Love Method. Nicole, how are you today?
Awesome. Super excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to have you. Thank you so much for being here. Tell me a little bit about, how you've been. I know that everything's kind of shifting to an online space. Mm-hmm. Tell the viewers and listeners how you've been, what you've been up to.
Yeah. I mean, I've been online for, my business has been online for years. So for me, it's not that different, honestly, but you know, staying at home, I got a 3-year-old watching him all day. It's a transition for me. So what I've been up to is this game of how do I fit as much in the day as possible while watching a toddler. So trying to be a stay-at-home mom and also working from home mom at the same time. Luckily, I got my husband, Mike, and he's amazing.
Oh, we're tag teaming. Good husband.
Yeah. We're tag teaming and we're working as a team. Oh, my cards. Yeah. I got some. I got it here too. We're working as a team and, you know, just trying to take shifts here. That's it.
I think that's an amazing way to put it. It seems like it is a team effort, a fun team effort. And, you know, I feel like in the past, I've had these conversations in airports and, you know, in passing and with people, and they've always expressed, I want more time to spend with my family, friends, loved ones, or to myself to get things in order. And we never slow the F down long enough. And so this global pause, this involuntary global pause that that we're all experiencing, I'm finding that if I can make a list of the things that I want to get done by the time I'm off punishment, hey, maybe the degree will be done, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think about, what should we be focusing on in our love, whether it's, you know, with our families, personal relationships, what should we be focusing on in the area of love?
Yeah, so I think we got to be focusing on our desires first and foremost. So obviously a global crisis has people focus on what's really important. I think, I'm not saying this is related to the pandemic, but I just saw on E! News, Kristen Cavallari announced that she's getting a divorce. You know what I mean?
And wow.
I was thinking in my head, like, because I saw pictures of them being quarantined together. And I was like, I wonder if like in quarantine stuff came up. And I think like, I don't know. But stuff is coming up right now. So the two things we need to be focusing on are, first, what are our desires, especially in your love life? Like, hello, do you not have time to think about, if you're single, you better believe you're thinking about, I need someone's arms around me right now because I'm tired of being alone. So it's like, it's a great amplifier for what we're really wanting. If you're in a relationship and now you're with the person 24/7, you've got to be thinking about what you're wanting. You know what I mean? You got to be grateful if you have a great relationship, but you got to be thinking about what you're wanting. I was just in the car with my son because we're doing this thing where he likes to get the iPad and he'll sit in the car for hours. It's really weird, right?
Yeah.
But while he's doing that, I was like in the journal in my front seat writing, what do I desire? Like, what do I want? And getting clear on that. And then when you get clear on your desires, you really have a lot of time now to look at, why don't I have that? What's in the way? What am I going to be doing differently? Because right now there's no excuses. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, there's no excuse right now to get things done. Yeah. Maybe you have too many things that you can get done now. I mean, I find that you're absolutely right to make it clear, what do I want in this moment? So let's speak first to the married couple, since you brought up Christian Cavallari. And, you know, by the way, you guys, I don't know if you know this, but Nicole Moore is a celebrity love expert. She helps us everyday folk, but she is up for the top 5% individuals. And the reason being, I guess I'll have you tell everybody why you target that market. And then
I mean, for on a deeper level, I have a mission in the world, and the mission is to get as many people as possible getting love coaching, getting help in their love lives so that they can shift. Because what I've seen over time is, if your love life isn't working, it's affecting every other area of your life. And conversely, when people are happy in their love lives, they are happy people. They are happy. Like, you made it good. You are. You're like on cloud. Yeah. People are happy. So the reason I target, like, you know, we could say the top 5% or whatever, is because I like to work with influential, powerful women, because when they find love, keep love, when their relationships grow, it has a ripple effect. Like, you know, if I'm working, one of my clients is like a very high-powered human rights lawyer, but having her, the work has helped her, and the love work has helped her in her work as well, you know? So I like working with women who have a big audience, a big influence, because then the message spreads farther across the world. But let me tell you, I've been doing this for eight and a half years. I've worked with every kind of woman under the sun. So it's not like a anti anyone, if that makes sense. But
right. But like any other business, you want to identify your target market and be really good at it, and then kind of grow from there if you wish. So that makes sense to me. And you also, people also probably need to know this, you come from the Upper East Side of New York, darling. So that is the top 5%, perhaps, some people there. So, you know, you kind of have to go from where you are, where you've come from. So married folks, folks that are coupled, people who aren't married or maybe are engaged, had a wedding planned this summer, that's probably not going to happen on a large scale. What advice or guidance do you have for people who are coupled in quarantine, and how can they avoid breaking up at this time?
Yeah. I mean, some people are not, some people it's going to be an amplifier to focus on what is wrong. But if there isn't really things that are wrong, listen, you have to really watch your judgments and your criticisms and that voice in your head that wants to get mad at your partner for no freaking reason. Human beings love drama. It's why we love watching reality TV. It's why I like to watch. I was watching The Housewives of New York last night and laughing.
Thank God for The Housewives.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
We love drama. So what's going to happen if you're home alone for a long time with your partner or your spouse or whatever? Better believe the mind's going to try and cause some drama. It's going to pick at them. So you got to be watching that. And every time your mind wants to pick at your partner, you need to understand one thing. You are very grateful to have someone by your side. You need to think about all the people who literally are posting on, I see this, I see my clients, some of my people in my community. I haven't had a hug in 40 days, and you need to be grateful for that person. But also speak up the issues sooner. So I really am a big fan in relationships of cleaning as you go. If you have a house and you let it get dirty, it's a mess. If you clean a little bit every day, it's really not that big of a deal. So you're spending a lot of time with someone right now. You don't have time to get away. You got to bring up the issues in a loving way quicker and say, you know, hey, would you mind if you did it this way or that way? Or like, my husband was chewing loud the other day.
Yeah.
Would you mind doing a little bit differently? Because if I don't, what's going to happen? Then I'm going to like snap at him later for something, you know, silly. So bring it up quicker, so you can squash the arguments quicker and watch that critical voice in your head that's going to try and cause drama with your partner, and really switch it to gratitude. Switch it quick.
I love that. I love that. Attitude of gratitude, and for sure be grateful is what I'm hearing. And allow space. Put some space between you. Like, you can still take a walk outside.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Get in the car like I am. You go in the car, in the garage.
In the car.
I'm in the car in the garage, but let me tell you, I make sure I have my time to meditate, to journal, to do what I have to do. Or even if I take my phone in the bathroom, you know, sometimes I'll just take my phone in the bathroom and I'll sit, even if I'm scrolling Instagram. I don't know why. It just feels like a little break for me to take a moment. And then, you know, you can get back in the game. And you got to negotiate. Like me and my husband, Mike, we sit down in the morning and we literally say, what do you have to do today? What do you have to do today? How do we negotiate? So we know, I know the time I'm going to have. I know the time I'm going to be with my son. I know the time he's going to have to do what he wants to do. So there's not ambiguity where we can like get mad at each other because we've already clearly communicated in the beginning of the day.
I like that. Yeah. And you have to keep some structure in it. I, you know, the last few days, it's my structure as far as sleep has been crazy. but I still get things done, but it's just, you know, I'm already a night owl, but having structure, especially when you're, you know, you've got a mate and a child, is probably really important.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, your views on being single and how to maximize that time when you're single, or, you know, not have a pity party for one, because that's easy to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And how to navigate online. I'm on Bumble, and I mean, I don't even know.
This is what I keep saying to people. First of all, you got to go online now. Now, anybody that had the excuse of, online just doesn't work for me, it's like, sorry. Like, it's like, this is the only game in town right now, folks. It's the only freaking game in town, unless you're going to go out and flirt with your eyes behind your mask and try and hit on someone in the grocery store and get them to come, which, hey, I do recommend always being flirty no matter what. You never know, right? Because no one's looking at each other in the eye. So if you see a cutie walking down the street 6 feet away, look at him in the eyes. You know what I mean? Because you never know. He could just be like, wow, somebody's friendly. Let me talk to them. But online is the only game in town right now. So what that means is, you have to look at your shit around online dating. And it's primarily a mindset thing, because why do some people have success and why do other people not have success? The entire pool is the same, right? So what you got to do is you have to train your mind to do this. See crap, see crap, see crap, see crap. It doesn't matter. See crap, see crap, see crap online doesn't matter. So what most people do is they see a bunch of people they don't like. They see a bunch of people that are not a match, and they let their emotions go to a place that they don't want it to go to. I'm depressed. I'm disappointed because I'm seeing a lot of men or women that are not what I want. That means I can't get what I want. That's basically why people don't like online dating at the end of the day, because they let what their eyes are seeing tell them the story of, well, this guy has a crappy profile and that means I can't have what I want. It doesn't mean that. It's like if you're in business and you do 100 sales calls and they all say no, it doesn't mean that the 101 person isn't going to say yes, right?
That's right. That's right.
You got to have the right mindset, which is if they're not what you want, they're irrelevant. Don't give emotional attention to the people that are not what you want. Let them be on their merry way and stop letting a stranger on the internet convince you that you can't have love that you want, people. Please stop doing that.
That could be a title of your new book. That could be, don't let a stranger on the internet convince you you can't have love.
I know. It's like, but this is what we do. This is why people are like miserable, because the temptation to just like dive into misery is so high, right? And that's when I was online, I literally was like focused. I met my husband on Tinder, people. So I was focused on. So before I went online, I was already feeling and telling myself, I'm the woman who only attracts quality men online. I'm the woman who only attracts the guys who are ready for marriage online. This is who I am. So if this is who I am, my experience is going to be a certain way. So I was kind of priming myself with my mindset. Before I went on, I would feel the feelings of getting messages from guys that I like. Even before I opened the freaking app, okay? I would like prime myself. And then I would swipe until there was no matches. I wouldn't care about the crappy guys like that were not what I wanted. I would swipe until there was no matches. And I would only talk to the people who messaged me. And then some people who messaged me were crappy. Some people who messaged me never asked me out. Some people did. I paid attention to the people who did. So if we take the emotion out of it, it's not like so complicated. Now you want to have a great profile, of course, you know what I mean? But here's how you have to be thinking, people. If there was ever a time in the history of online dating. Were good people were online? It's now. Because what the hell are they going to do other than get online? So
yeah, that's true.
A positive right now. Yes, is there a cesspool of crap on there? Yes. However, the good people are on right now. That's what you need to be thinking. The good people are on right now. So let me kind of make myself a magnet to attract those people in by the way that I'm thinking, by the way that I'm feeling, by what I'm expecting, by what I'm intending. And also, you know, have a great profile. Put some pretty pictures up. Or if you're a guy, put some handsome pictures up. Put something funny in your profile. But the main thing is don't go down the rabbit hole of negative emotion, because then you're going to rise above and then you can actually meet someone good. Like, it's not that hard. That makes sense.
Yeah. And you know, I really think you're right. I think sometimes it is easy to go, oh my God, what is in this box right now? I need to clean the whole box out. Spring clean the box.
Yeah.
But that's past things that you've attracted into your experience. I actually did something on my profile recently, and I don't care if everybody knows. I'm looking at my Bumble profile as a social experiment anyway. And yeah. I think that you said that, you know, whatever you're attracting, it's a good measure of, you know, just see what it is, because it's a good measure of where you're at.
Yes.
And then you can make adjustments. So with that, I did do that. So I recently, you know, because I was attracting a lot of F-boys, so I said, you know, we got to get the F-boys out of here. We need some quality. So I actually changed my what I'm looking for. Instead of just long-term relationship, I changed it to marriage, which I've never, you know, anyone that knows me, that's not really a goal. I want to be in love, want to have a baby, but that's not the goal. So I changed that. And with that change, they started filtering themselves out. Mm-hmm. I even had one go into my DM and he was like, oh, I saw that you want to get married. Sorry, I'm not looking for that. Mm-hmm. So that took a level of effery out of my experience, because there's a certain level of guy. Now, it kind of sucks that I would have to say, hey, I'm not really looking to get married, if they're like hardcore looking to get married. But at least there's another level of, I don't know.
Yeah, you're filtering
closer better. To my goal. Huh? Yeah,
you're filtering better. And there, I mean, it is like, I'm not saying it's not hard when you like interact with a lot of people who don't want what you want. It's not that it's difficult, but it's just like anything else. It really is. If you can focus, if you go to the gym, there's probably maybe like one person you think is hot when you go in there, and everyone else, you're like, eh, whatever, I wouldn't talk to them. But you're not like throwing yourself on the floor in a fit crying, like, there's no one here, right?
I mean, not in public, at least not on the podcast.
You just like keep it moving, you know? So focus is a good thing. Specificity is a good thing. Knowing what you want is a good thing. Knowing what your standards are is a good thing. I really believe there's something to when you elevate within, when you say, F this, I'm not going to have this anymore. I'm very clear on what I'm looking for in a partner. I feel very worthy and deserving of it. That focus, it's like, it is like law of attraction, right? But it starts to bring more of what you want in. And the key is you got to hold your belief really strong. You have to know, like, okay, like for you, Monique, for example, I changed this. I'm changing what I'm attracting. I might still have some of the old stuff, but that doesn't matter, because I'm attracting in something different, and you're feeling the guy that you're attracting, and you're feeling how committed he is, and you're feeling how different he is. And you're going to have to hold that and believe in that while you're letting your outside reality, you know, catch up.
Great, great, great points. What should people, because I know it's already 4:20, by the way. Every time I speak with you, time flies. We never have enough. What can people take away in a pandemic if they haven't heard from someone that they care about, that they love, if someone's being distant? You know, you got to remember, people are probably a little depressed. Some people are, you know, handling this a little different. So if people are distant in your life and you're like, wow, I didn't get a call back, or where did they go? How do you not take it personal, and how do you still stay supportive in that relationship of yourself and of them?
Yeah. First of all, you honor that it hurts, you know, like it hurts not to hear from someone that you want to hear from. But I would, if it were me, I would imagine, like, I would literally put myself in their brain and try to imagine their life and try to imagine what they're going through right now. And I would try and feel it. Because if you do that, you're going to feel, okay, they're stressed or they're afraid, or like, it has nothing to do with you. So when you feel what the other person is feeling, then you say, okay, have there been times, for example, I feel like they're really stressed and anxious. And you think, okay, have there been times when I was stressed and anxious when I didn't return someone's call? Yep. Have there been times when I was depressed when I didn't return someone's call? And you kind of, you, because when we're like mad at someone else, we do this thing where we're like, they're doing something to me. And like, we're so upset about it. And the second you realize that you've done the same thing, kind of just like, it's like, oh, okay. Like I get it. I understand it because I see that behavior in me. I've done it sometimes. And it's like, it stops being this, like, they're doing something to me. And it just becomes like, okay, this is like human nature. But
yeah, they've got other parts of their life.
But then there's a second part. The second part is, this is showing you more of what you desire. Because are there some people in the world who, no matter what they're going through, they will make an effort to call you, text you? Yes, there are. So if this experience is making you feel like, okay, I understand the other person is a human and it's not their fault and I'm not going to take it personally, but you know what? I really want that person who, whatever it is, you know, or someone who's going to do that for me, then that's what you focus on and that's what you feel. So you decide to use this person's lack of reaching out, if you will, as something to help you focus on what you're really wanting and knowing, like, no one person is your source. You can always draw the energy you want from someone else.
I love that. All right. So thank you for being on today. I'm sorry to have cut you off. We're going to have you back because you're officially a part of the pandemic posse. and we're going to have Nicole Moore back. Nicole, you've got 2 minutes. Plug to the listeners and the viewers how they can find you. And if you're taking on new clients at this time, what they need to do.
We always are. We're always taking new clients and we always have lots of levels. So even if you can't work with me at the private level, we literally have a monthly membership for $33 a month. We have like everything and I have a bajillion free YouTube videos. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Nicole Moore Love. You can find me at my website. It's loveworksmethod.com. You can find me on YouTube. Basically, if you put Nicole Moore Love in the Google, you will see the website. You will see the YouTube. You will see the Instagram, you will see all of it. And I also have a podcast called Love Work with Nicole Moore. It's on iTunes. And for anyone there, I would start binge on the free content first. You know what I mean? And then hit us up if you want to work with us further.
Well, thank you again. Thank you to Mike. Say hi to Little Lukey for me. And hey, guys, if you guys want something fun to play with, I have Nicole Moore's Love Deck. She just launched this for a special private event we were doing right before the pandemic hit. So people, when can these be available for people to order at home?
You can buy them, can find them on Etsy. They're also on my website. It's called the Love Answers Oracle Card Deck. We also have an Instagram account for this called Love Answers Deck. But you know, this has a special magic all on its own. The readings are so insanely accurate. Like sometimes I'm just like, I don't even know. It has a life of its own. It really does.
Yeah. It's fun. I love them. I lay out 7 cards if I just wanted to feel a little something, what's going on in my, you know, what's happening in my world. And it's really, you know, you've got a good mix of what is reality in these cards, you know? So she's lived it, guys. She was single and now she's not. And she can help all of us get through this. Thank you for the practical tips, Nicole. Yeah. And we'll be talking to you soon. Maybe we'll have you back in a couple weeks and give you the whole hour.
Thank you so much, everyone. Stay safe.
Yay, thank you. All right, you guys. Nicole was nice enough to have some time for us today. We're going to switch over as soon as my next caller calls in. And that's Krista Hilton from the Hilton Society. She is a financial forecaster, analyst, predictor, money gal. You know, we had Christina on the other day, and now we're going to have Krista, and she's going to give us a perspective, a West Coast perspective on money. She's one of my good gals that are kind of in the network that read the full bill of what's been going on. I guess there was something that was just passed. So I think she's going to fill us in really soon. I want to thank some of my sponsors while we're waiting for her to come on. Thank you to Leah Solberg at Michael Solberg Family Wines. They've got wine on deck direct to consumer. You can go on the website, michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. And I think we've got, I think we've got Krista on. Krista, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good.
How's that? Hello, lovely. She's got her badass, bad bitch glasses on. You've been reading bills, haven't you?
I've been doing lots of nerdy reading.
I love it. That nerdy reading is going to turn into some dollars. So we are so happy to hear from you. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people exactly who you are and where you're from and what you do.
Okay, I'm Krista Hilton, and I run a company called Hilton Society, and I help small business owners with generating more revenue and growth, and I help them budget. So this bill was really important because most of my clients had to shut their doors because they're non-essential. So we needed to understand, like, okay, what are the rules and the laws? And so,
yeah,
really interesting.
Nice. Absolutely. And Krista was at one of our events in February, right before everything got shut down. And we had a blast mixing and mingling. So you are focusing on small business owners right now, helping them get educated on what they can do to save their business. Is that right?
Yeah, small business owners. And then also anyone independent that runs themselves, like a company, like 1099 people or whatever.
Yeah. Sole proprietors and DBAs and all that fun stuff. So why don't we, because, you know, I feel like that first round of money, you know, you and I, we had this discussion offline.
Yeah.
We both, you know, researched it ourselves and it got gobbled up. And we're seeing these large businesses that have 500 employees in each location. So they kind of, you know, they kind of dodged the rules. They bent the rules for themselves. And that $10 million that went to Shake Shack could go to, you know, so many other small businesses that don't even need that much to maintain, right? So what do people need to know who are, let's say they're 25 employees or less, or maybe 10 employees or less, the small guy? What does a small guy need to do right now with this new money that's coming?
Well, what's important to know is that your application, if you've already applied, is already in queue. And so you don't have to do anything else if you've already applied. Most lenders that I know personally are going in the order of application. So while we have seen some of the bigger banks do preferential treatment, possibly, it is important to know that most of the smaller banks are just going in order of when they received the application and doing it until their money runs out. So I personally have a friend that's approved like, you know, like 300 loans for companies, 25 people and under, just for her company. So it is really important to know that things are happening. I got calls the last couple of days from a couple girls who received they did the EIDL loan through the SBA and they received their deposit, their first initial amount. So it's happening. It's just, there's a huge backlog of.
That's encouraging. That's actually encouraging because, okay, let's break down the different ones because I was even a little confused because the one through SBA, which I think that's the one that I did for two of my small businesses. I applied for that one. And that's the one where you go directly through SBA and that's the Paycheck Protection.
That one is EIDL. And that's the one you filled out on the SBA website. So that one, you can get funds for more than just your, that'll cover like inventory, things like that for businesses that have any of those things. Or if you are a startup, it'll cover some of those costs of monies that you lost. Those types of monies will have to be paid back. But with both types of loans, payroll, rent, and utilities will be the forgivable portion. So the EIDL, the only difference is that it comes from the SBA directly and it funds a little bit more things than just the paycheck protection, which is just through the banks.
Yeah. Right. And that's pretty, I would recommend that one for really teeny businesses like myself. I mean, then you can, it's when you keep the employees on, you can, some of it is forgivable. Is that right?
Yeah. So anything that you pay out as far as payroll is forgivable. And anything that you use to pay your rent or your utilities is also in the bill is forgivable. they'll look at it as, which is awesome. Anything else beyond that, though, you'll have to pay back, but the interest rate is really low. And part of the problem is what held the funds up for so long, if you bank with a bigger bank, is because they were kind of arguing with the government over their portion of how they get paid. So when you go out and take out a loan, there's a processing fee. And in this case, this the consumer, which is us small business owners, aren't paying the processing fee at all. The government. And the bigger banks were like, we want a higher rate. Because I think in the bill, the rate was only like 3 or 3.5% they were going to get of each. Like on, like if you know, you took out a $65,000 loan, then they would, the bank would get 3% from the government for that.
Really? And so this is a good old American negotiation. So we had to, they had to get their money first, I guess. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Which, how do you guys feel about that? That's pretty interesting. Okay, what'd you say?
I have my own feelings. That's
well, I think that it's okay that we share it. I mean, you know, us business owners and people who, you know, bank at these banks, we're the patrons. We're choosing to give them our business. So,
you know, everybody has to make their bottom line, right? Like, we need to make sure that our banks do stay in business because they do employ a lot of people also. But the amount of like greed that needs to be checked in all, you know, in all paths. Yeah. One of the good things that they did with these bills is outlaw. I think it's good that you can't do any stock buybacks or anything. So these guys, if their stock dips, they can't go in and buy a bunch of their stock at like half price, right? So they're putting things like that in place to where, you know, super bad things can't happen.
That's good. That's good to know.
There's still an amount of greed that I think is kind of despicable in this instant. Like, really, you're going to argue about 1% right now when people are like literally going, do you want customers still or no?
Yeah. And it's a really great time to be the good guy. If you know that you're going to take care of people and you've got a little, you know, backing, your bank is doing all right. You know, you've made a lot of money and you're going to be okay. You'll get through the next 18 months. Let's say you're not going to have to lay off anybody. It would be a really great time to rise up and be the good guy for the startup, for the small business.
That's the thing, is that the rising stars right now are the smaller banks, because like my friend's bank, for example, they only have 125 branches and it was disorganized, but they got everything organized really fast and they were able to bust out a lot of loans until their money ran out and they had to wait for more. So
that's great. You know, let's plug them. Who's this bank? Can we plug them?
I don't think I'm supposed to tell.
Okay, that's fair enough. But, you know, but you can Google.
But you can
sometimes Google. You just have to have the information and keep the source to yourself. And I respect that. But so you guys, if you're listening, you can Google and find a small bank and look at the Better Business Bureau and see if they're one of the good guys, perhaps.
100% Yeah, especially regional banks. Too. I think this bank is regional. So we're in the Northwest. I'm in Portland. And there's, you know, there's some good little pockets. It's not a credit union. It's just a small bank. So
wonderful. What else do you want to share with us as far as what to do with money now? Like if someone already got their check, you know, if people are still looking for their check, once they locate their check, once they locate the $1,200, you know, what do you recommend they do with it, and how can they maximize that $1,200? Because that's going to go fast if it's not even already gone.
Right. I think right now, especially if you are a business owner, your main focus needs to be, how am I going to take advantage of this opportunity? Because really, if we look at this as an opportunity for growth, that's really where we can plug it. So if you can brainstorm different ways of expansion on your business that right now doesn't have to cost a lot of money, because we can use the internet for a lot of things. And now everybody's on the internet. That's where I would plug in your money under that $1,200, is just, you know, into anything that can help grow. Because what we've learned, and what we should learn through this, is that one source of income isn't necessarily okay. We need to have.
That's been the lesson.
Yeah.
We need to have a really great point.
Y'all need to You know, a lot of people don't have savings. So being able to stack up your emergency fund is really important. So putting yourself in that position, I think those are the two biggest lessons out of this whole situation.
Indeed. So, you know, let's say the person, you know, someone has the $1,200. They don't really need it right now. They've got the, I think Susie Orman recommends 8 months of savings. But back in the day when I first started listening to her, she said 6 months. I think it was 6 months. So let's just say that this, somebody has, you know, 6 months of a rainy day. They've got their rent and their food and the basics covered. And they've got the extra $1,200. Mm-hmm. Where should they put it? Because I'm hearing that there's some stocks going on that are really cheap. Is that something, if someone is a novice, they don't know? Like,
well, I mean, I think that if it really is kind of play money and you're like, okay, well, let's see what I can do with this, then there are some really interesting stocks happening right now. The fact that oil prices are basically nothing, Delta is like cut in half. You know, there's you know, the travel industry. There's a lot of stocks that are really interesting right now. And the medical, well, this is really, really risky. So it kind of just depends on your risk tolerance. I'm not a stockbroker, so I can't give official advice, but I am looking at medical, like biomedical stocks too, because there's so much happening around this virus. I've been looking into those things also. Really volatile, but you can pick up something for like a dollar a share. So in that, if you buy something for a dollar a share and you lose $200 at the end of the day, like if you can spare that to possibly make a ton, that's kind of what we've been playing around with.
Nice. Yeah. I think it's a good growth period for people to kind of just go out of their comfort zone with money and play with a little bit if they could do it. I mean, first take care of your family, have the food stocked up. Yeah. You know, I've got 30 days worth of food stocked up always because, like, you know, this is crazy, but I wish toilet paper was being traded publicly,
right?
And hand sanitizer.
Using toilet paper for,
You know, tell us a little bit more about what you're offering new clients. So if people want to dial your number or email you, what can you offer them now to kind of get them on the road to, you know, to success?
So the way that I work, we do a phone call, a first phone call to see if I'm even a good option for you. And then we make you a plan from there. So a lot of my clients just end up being like not really coaching, because I hate that word, but it more of like a consultant sort of situation where you can send me your stuff and I can read over it. And then we can develop a plan for you to move forward.
Yeah, I like it. How long did you say you've been doing this kind of work?
Oh my gosh, a long time. I've been in a lot of different industries. I've worked in the financial industry and the real estate industry. But the last couple of years, I've really just done this.
Yeah, honed in on it. That's great. Okay, good. Now, I have an article coming out. I don't know if I told my listeners, but I started writing for communalnews.com. And, you know, I'm kind of tying things in because, you know, I'm a producer, so... you know, my events are canceled, right? Like a lot of it. So I need to occupy myself. So one of the things I highlighted in my latest article, and I'll post it for you guys on my Instagram, but it's, I call it the pandemic bucket list. And not, you know, being a little cheeky about it, but one of the items on there is life insurance. And I'm going to have Victor on, you know, soon. I mean, we've got to kind of face these things. So having a will, life insurance, the things that a single person my age isn't really thinking about until like right now.
But it's such a big deal. I worked for New York Life for a couple years and I never really understood the importance and the tool that life insurance can be in your financial portfolio. It can be a really good tool. There's lots and lots and lots to unwrap in there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I did. We're going to have Victor Nwaba on. He's part of the pandemic posse as well. He works at Modern Woodman. And he educated me on life insurance about, you know, if you wanted to purchase a home, they look at life insurance as an asset and a level of, you know, security when you're looking to secure a bank loan for a home and a lot of other great things. And also, you know, your family members could be liable for your bills if you die. I didn't know that.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many families just get in such huge debt because they didn't, for example, the husband dies and the wife doesn't know about the certain debt or whatever. And now she's like kind of left to deal with it. And it, yeah. Or, you know, they have all this debt and she's never worked a day, you know, raising the kids.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden she's got all this, you know, responsibility and they have to move. And there's a little like calculation to figure out how much you should have, but it's way more than what people would think. And when you're younger, it doesn't cost much. So, yeah. And you know, there's so many cool things you can do with it.
Really all right. Well, we've got you for a few more minutes. I'm so glad we could get you today because I know you're super busy. Where can people find you? Can you plug all your handles and your information?
Yeah. Okay. So on Instagram, I'm at the Krista Hilton. And then on Facebook, I just started a Facebook group where we're doing a lot of like weekly meetings and stuff for this whole thing, like encouragement. And I've been providing a lot of different tools to my group. And so my group is Hacks by Krista. And you can find that on Facebook. So those are the two. Yeah.
Great. Krista Hilton. She's like the badass bitch with the red heels, the red Louboutins and her, her Prada and her power coffee. That's Krista Hilton. Power.
Always in my
I loved when I posted your photo, I had to tag Prada because I thought that that bag had all the answers in it. So that's wonderful. So listen, we have a few more minutes with you. And like I said, Krista Hilton will be back. She's part of my pandemic posse. So she'll be checking in every few weeks to help us out and share some knowledge. You have a couple more minutes. Is there anything else you want the listeners and viewers to know about money and what's going on right now? Any tips or goodies that you've learned?
I have been personally doing a lot of looking into like e-commerce online because I think that that is going to be huge. So I would say whether you are a store owner or you are just a consultant or whatever, to figure out how you can sell more things online is huge. So there's, you know, some good podcasts about it out there. But that is a huge push. And I think that we're never going to go back to the way things were. Like personally, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think we're going to be a new age moving forward. And so we have to constantly be thinking about, okay, well, if we don't go back to normal and even, you know, 1/8 of this stuff starts, you know, keeps going. And what if a lot of our retail spaces go out of business, you know, how are we going to continue that so that we can all survive online? So that's a huge thing. And if you don't know a lot about online, it's never been a better time to research.
That's a great spin, Krista. I always tell people if you've, you know, been hesitant to embrace the online space, you're almost forced to now. And there's people like me and you that can help. So that's a really great segue. I'll plug myself and how I can help. I'm helping people get logos and websites, you guys. So if you want to email me or DM me, it's just capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we can get you a logo, we can get you an online presence, teach you how to do YouTube, get you a promo video, whatever you need. Or DM me at the Startup with Monique LaRay on Instagram. Or Monique LaRay Stinson. And Krista, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, should people, you said email and DM you, right? So
yeah.
Gave out all that. Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you, what's your range? What's your price range for people? I know it's going to be custom. If people are looking at their budget, seeing if they can afford to.
It really just depends. I mean, some people might just need a phone call or two, which would be inexpensive. I usually am around $150 for an hour. So, if you want me to help you with a long-term project, then that would be something we could talk about. But the first phone call is always no charge. So,
all right, you guys, we heard it here first with Krista. Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome. See you soon.
Okay.
Stay badass.
Thanks. You too.
All right, dear. All right, okay. You guys. So I think that this is really cool. You know, what we're fostering now. Yes, it's uncomfortable and weird and,
you know, it's just a different way to be for a lot of you. For some of us that have been embracing the online space, it's not that weird, but staying home is the weird part, right? So if you're looking to kind of take this moment and reevaluate and see where your life is going to go, and, you know, let's say this is another year, okay? And you want to reset. I have someone that's doing consultations for lifestyle change, and her name is Jennifer McCray. She is a registered nurse, and she was on our show a few weeks back. So her number, I want to give you her number. You can text her. Her business is called Control-Alt-Gen, like Control-Alt-Delete on your computer. Her number is 605-376-1656, and she is great to talk to. She's a Midwest girl, but traveled around the world. She knows a lot of different types of people, and she could really help you kind of see what you're not seeing and give you a clear path. So if you're looking to just start something new during this whole thing, like Krista Hilton just said, the e-commerce space is a really good space. I know that Wix is having some sales. I know Vistaprint.com is a really good, tangible way to navigate and build a website. I've got some others too. So if you need my help, I'm available to help you. I've built a lot of logos. You can check out my website. It's capaquariusmedia.co, like co. It's spelled just like that, Capaquarius Media. And again, a shout out to all the sponsors and the people who have been supporting this channel and keeping us on the air. Thank you so much. We want to bring more access and more information for startups. And if you are a startup and you require this level of exposure and you want to come on and talk about your brand, we would love to have you. Sponsorship, you know, you guys can DM me, okay? Again, my Instagram is Monique Laray Stinson, and that's spelled MoniqueLoreStinson. The Startup with Monique Laray is another Instagram that I have. And so stay positive, you guys. I'm trying to make sure I'm not forgetting anybody. We've got Jennifer McCray, Leah Solberg from Michael Solberg Family Wines. Oh, of course, I've got to give you guys some love. So Regan is Regan Medical. It's here in Orange County. Regan First Medical in Newport Beach is offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. Don't I need it? My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation with Dr. Sherlana Bogard. She's actually up north fighting this corona, and she's an amazing woman. She is the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction. So she treats men and women, and she uses the most advanced and safe, reliable, regenerative medicine solutions that are available on the market. You can call to schedule an installation, you know, because we have to do it over the phone now, 949-339-3043, or you can visit regen.com, and that's regen.com. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and this is the new normal. I'm going to work on the background and get some more cool things going on, but we're going to have the startup logo back there really soon. But, you know, just embrace this time and figure out what you can do to maximize, you know, staying at home, and take care of yourselves and be well. Okay. What will you start up today? We'll see you soon. We'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Laray, only on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio brings you talk all the time. Great shows, great hosts, and fascinating guests. Tune in to LA Talk Radio 24/7.